With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen a greatly respected physician to serve as his Medicare and Medicaid services administrator. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Mr. Trump announced plans Tuesday to nominate Mehmet Oz, the celebrity doctor and one-time U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, to lead the agency that administers the Medicare and Medicaid programs. Trump said in a statement, quote, he is an eminent physician, heart surgeon, inventor, and world-class communicator who has been at the forefront of healthy living for decades. Trump has suggested that he wants to cut waste and entitlement programs, saying Oz will, quote, cut waste and fraud within our country's most expensive government agency. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden has detailed a three-phase deal proposed by Israel to Hamas terrorists that he says could lead to the release of remaining hostages in Gaza and could possibly end the war in the Middle East. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Shelley Adler reporting on funds to rebuild the collapsed bridge in Baltimore.
The president's pending request to Congress for nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid includes money to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge after a deadly collapse in March. Maryland's congressional delegation is also working to secure 100% federal funding to cover the nearly $2 billion in estimated reconstruction costs. Lawmakers are meeting in a lame duck session to finish key priorities before a new Congress and the incoming Trump administration takes over. I'm Shelley Adler.
Mexico's drug cartels and gangs appear to be playing a wider role in the upcoming Sunday elections that will determine the presidency, 9 governorships, and about 19,000 mayors. Country's drug cartels have long staged targeted assassinations and other problems. This is SRN News. Well, the Bible may be coming to Texas public schools.
Texas public schools could use teachings from the Bible in lessons as an option for students from kindergarten through fifth grade under a proposal before the State Board of Education. Testimony was heard Monday for and against the plan. It mirrors Republican-led efforts in other states to incorporate religious teaching into public school classrooms. The board is expected to hold a final vote on the measure Friday. The curriculum, designed by the state's public education agency, would allow teachings from the Bible and concepts such as the Golden Rule. Jeremy House reporting.
Well, the campaign to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral has never been short of cash. Hundreds of millions of dollars pledged within days of that 2019 fire, and now there's a surplus. Officials say $140 million still remaining. This is SRN News. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis says Floridians will likely know who their next U.S. senator will be by the beginning of January. Here's Rich Thomason.
Assuming the Senate confirms Marco Rubio as President Trump's Secretary of State, it's up to DeSantis to appoint his replacement. Some Republicans are urging the governor to name Laura Trump, current co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Some Trump allies are pushing for Mr. Trump's daughter-in-law on social media, and she hasn't denied her interest. Other names being mentioned include Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, and former Florida House Speaker Paul Renner. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Associated Press has found numerous instances of completed mail ballots from around the nation being sent to election offices in the wrong state. Many of those ballots might have been returned too late to be counted in this year's elections. More details at SRNnews.com.